أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون. فرددناه إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن ولتعلم أن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the fact that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, placed in a box, reached the palace of Fir'aun. The wife of Fir'aun convinced Fir'aun that he should not be slaughtered but spared and adopted as a son. And the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam followed her discreetly from afar, and she took care in this way of her brother. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another very great qudrat and a very great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that manifested. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that from before we had forbidden Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to drink the milk of the foster mothers or the wet nurses of that time. The incident that has been explained is that when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was now discovered, obviously it was very clear he was a child of a few days and he had to be sustained. Those days there were no milk powder that we would find today, and the only form of sustenance for Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that was clear was the breast of some woman. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam refused to drink from the wet nurses, from the foster mothers that were brought. An announcement was made in the palace of Fir'aun that all those women that wish to breastfeed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam should come forth. But Musa alayhi salatu wassalam does not take onto the milk of any of these women. Eventually, the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam made the suggestion, فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ. Then she said to the people, that should I not direct you to a family that will look after you, will look after Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam for you. And this family, by their very nature, is such, وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِحُونَ, and they will be well-wishers also for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in that they will take very great care of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings Musa alayhi salatu wassalam back to his mother, and faradadnahu ila ummihi, we had restored him, we had returned him to his mother. Some of the narrations indicate that when she was brought forth, the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam began to drink from her breast. Obviously, the ideal situation for Fir'aun was that she would have remained in the palace of Fir'aun as a worker, and she should have breastfed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, we returned him to his mother. And some narrations state that she had made the excuse that she has a family to look after, she has other children also to look after, and it is not possible that she leaves her home. But yes, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam can be taken to her home, and in this manner she would look after Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that when we return Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to his mother, كَيْتَ قَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَن, so that he, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, becomes the coolness of her eyes. Her eyes are cooled, وَلَا تَحْزَن, and now there is no more grief in the heart of this mother. And this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah manifesting itself on each juncture and practically each day of the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to some narrations, she was also paid a stipend by Fir'aun, and in this way her sustenance was also seen to, and in such a magnanimous manner that she was feeding her own child, and she was being paid by Fir'aun, the enemy of this child. And in that manner Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us the very, very important lesson that rosy and sustenance lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final scheme and the final plan will be always the scheme and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we will have to fend for ourselves, we will have to make the effort, but understand and realize that sustenance lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about this entire plan so that she will know that the wa'da and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. What wa'da and what promise? Two promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made to her. One promise was that we will return your son to you, and the second promise was that we will make him from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. From here and in the manner that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala returns Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to his mother, obviously it becomes very, very clear to her that if this promise is fulfilled in this manner, this child had to be a very special child, and this child had to become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them, most of mankind do not know this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the responsibility of protection, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a promise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills that promise. And amongst the promises that we should remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made is Allah ta'ala promised us our rozi, our sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us our income. Allah Rabbul Izzat also commanded us to go out and look for it. But at the same time, Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept for us the parameters that has been defined by Allah Rabbul Izzat. What is permissible, what is halal, that also Allah Rabbul Izzat had defined for us. What is the boundaries and what is the limitations, that also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has defined for us. What is forbidden and what is haram for us, that also Allah Rabbul Izzat has shown us. So hence here, the wa'da of Allah Rabbul Izzat is always true. We need to bring yaqeen, and we need to bring that kind of faith and conviction that Allah Rabbul Izzat will and certainly, and most certainly He has in the past, and He will in the future, and He will always fulfill the promise that Allah Rabbul Izzat had made. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.